from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
I've started recording the podcast. We've got Danny, the receptionist, in the studio once again. Sorry to interrupt.
She's already gone, oh, my God, don't include me, guys.
No, we don't have to include you. But what were you two just talking about?
A girl that I'm currently dating.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awkward. Sorry, I actually didn't know that.
Can we not? It's too early. I don't really want to bring it up here.
I just heard you talking in the background. I have my headphones on.
At least I'm honest.
You are.
You know, it's like at the back of the class, someone's sending notes. Yeah. The teacher goes, what were you guys talking about? Oh, we were talking about, like, who we've got a crush on.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're honest, though. Okay.
Absolutely. God, wasn't that the worst when you had to read out the notes that you were passing?
Please, I never got caught reading notes.
I remember my
parents. Why is Danny wanting to take a selfie with you right now? This is multitasking at its finest.
So we're seeing what I'd look like with brown hair. She's finding an app. Surely there's an app?
She thinks you're going to look like Hermione Granger.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Hold on. Well, I've got my headphones on, so you can't even see my hair. Hold on, let me take them off. And let me get my hair all around.
The podcast episode's great. While Ellie takes a selfie and flicks her hair back and forth and flicks her hair back and forth. It's a good episode. We ask kids weird crushes because kids are into some weird stuff.
Not crushes. Crushes.
Oh, not crushes. No, obsessions. Weird obsessions. Sorry. Got crushes on the brain.
Yeah, apparently.
But we're not talking about
We're not talking about
No.
Do we know how I look with brown hair? Isn't that what you're doing? Okay.
Yeah. What a waste of everybody's time.
What a waste of time.
Honestly. She's only 21.
I know.
She just doesn't get it.
She doesn't want to be on the podcast. She won't turn my hair brown. What good does she do? I actually can't go brown because I've got grey hair.
Oh, my gosh. She's just shown us the result.
That's a man filter, not a brown hair filter.
You're supposed to be a Gen Z. You're supposed to know what you're doing.
You're supposed to know technology. Can I take a photo of that, please?
Okay.
That's
so
funny.
I mean, that'll be up somewhere on our socials, that photo. We talk kids, weird obsessions, and also inconvenient births on the show. Hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Sometimes you meet people, they have an accent. Sometimes it's a ridiculously strong accent and you struggle to understand them. However, some people are really good at hearing accents, right? And they go, oh, yeah, I can hear that and I can work out what they're saying. Sometimes it goes over my head, I'm no good, right? But we all have this skill and we've all met people like this and we go, they're really hard to understand.
My partner Dan is so good at deciphering accents.
Yeah.
We went to Scotland recently.
Yes.
And the Scottish accent can be very thick and very hard to decipher. And he was translating for me the whole time. They were speaking English, but Dan was translating for me.
Yeah, one of my first girlfriends was Scottish.
Yeah.
And her parents, very strong Scottish accent.
Yeah.
And as an 18-year-old trying to impress a girlfriend's parents, very tough when you didn't completely understand them. However, I learned it. It's a learned skill, I think, too. You get it as you go. So, Sunny Coast, let's do this together. We are going to Northern Ireland, Belfast, in particular. There is a Facebook page called Dublin Social, and they've shared this video of a guy that has a very, very thick Northern Ireland accent. I've never heard anything like it.
Okay.
He's going through words that are very hard to pronounce as a Nordie.
Ah, okay.
I want to test you and see how good you are. And Sunny Coast, you can play along as well. So I've got 9 grabs there for you to play. Can we just go through them? Number one, please.
First off, we'll have share.
What's he saying?
Shower.
First off,
we'll have shower.
Shower. Do you want to play it again?
First off, we'll have share.
She's gone and done it. Shower is number one.
Yes.
She's one from one. Okay, so I'll keep track as to how many you get.
Okay.
Number two.
Next up, we'll have situation.
Situation.
Situation's easy.
Easy.
Yeah.
I'll give myself a ding for that. Yeah.
Give it a second too for Sunny Coast to play along because you're instantly.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. We're all playing at the same time. Not, it's not just you.
You know I get excited.
I know, and your teacher's pet. You love it.
All right, number three.
The next one, handbag.
I think he's either referring to the German town of Hamburg.
Right.
Or a hamburger to eat.
Oh, give yourself a big fat cross for that one.
Oh.
Play it again.
The next one, handbag.
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 Damn it. All right.
No, don't give yourself a...
sorry, what?
No, you can't give yourself
that. That's so weird. It just popped
off. Number four.
Windy.
Windy. Windy? Like it's a windy day?
Hear it again. hear it again.
Windy. Windy.
No, you can look out the window.
Windy.
No, it's windy.
He's not saying windy. No, he's not saying
windy.
Day.
No.
Look out the
windy.
No.
And don't give yourself a ding. And we're also giving the Sunny Coast a bit of time to answer too. Because you're within a second. Next one.
Parse.
Okay, I know it, but I'll just give the Sunny Coast some time, apparently.
Parse.
Can I say it now?
Yeah.
Purse.
It's not purse.
Oh, as is.
Where did they host the Olympics?
In Paris.
Yeah.
Paris.
That's how he says Paris.
Paris.
Next
Whatever.
One.
Butter.
Am I allowed to enter my answer yet?
You can.
Butter.
It is butter. Oh, give yourself a tick.
Thank the Lord.
Next one.
Flour.
Flour.
Easy. Final two.
I got off the page. Sorry. Yep.
Final two. Here we go.
Nay. Nay.
I believe he's reading a storybook with a horse in it, and he's saying, what noise does the horse make?
Nay.
Nay. No, if you were to do something immediately,
you'd
be doing it.
Nay.
Nay. And finally, the hardest one, I think.
And then finally, mer.
Again, he's still reading the storybook, and he's gotten up to the cow section.
And then finally, mer.
Mer. Mower.
No.
He's mowing the lawn.
Close, though. I'll give you half a point.
And then finally, mer.
You go to the bathroom and look in the...
Mirror.
Don't give yourself a tick for that. Also, before this break, Sunny Coast, Ellie was prepping her Irish accent.
Yeah.
And she goes, can I say the F word as long as it's in a heavy enough Irish accent on the air? No.
Okay. Well, in order to do a Northern Irish accent, I'm going to do it anyway.
Here we go.
You say four words.
Block your ears. Everybody that could take offence to this right now.
The first word is whale. The second word is oil.
Whale, oil.
And then the third word is beef.
Yep.
And then the fourth word is hooked. Whale, oil, beef.
Oh,
hooked.
No.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
CFM.
Channel 9 posted a story last night about a two-year-old named Jensen who has an obsession that's gotten a bit out of hand. He is obsessed with his local IGA. Right?
Right.
Here's a snippet of the mum talking about how the obsession developed. Oh, hold on, if that works. Oh. Well, let's try that again.
We couldn't leave the house and he asked me to make a paper IGA. He pretends to play IGA at home, so he always talks about working at IGA when he grows up.
So his local IGA have gone all out. They've renamed the IGA Jensen's IGA for a day.
Amazing.
They brought him in. They gave him a little staff T-shirt and a Jensen name badge. They popped him behind the counter. He was scanning people's groceries. Isn't that just the wholesome news story that the world needs right now?
Why do adults grow up? You know what I mean?
I know.
Why can't we be like that and just be obsessed with stuff?
I know.
And we just think it's all cute.
I remember thinking when I was like an early, maybe like 11 or 12, I was like, I really want to be a checkout chick. Like that's a cool girl job to get.
It used to be.
Yeah.
100%. Especially when you're like teenager, like early teens.
Yeah.
You're like,
I applied. Didn't get the job.
Then the robots took over.
That
space, you know.
Right. Poor Jensen might grow up in a world where
maybe
he can't work at his local IGA.
No.
Well, the robots are there. Tammy's in Warringah. Tammy, have your kids had a weird obsession?
So my youngest, currently Olivia, is obsessed with balloons.
Oh.
So we have packets and packets of balloons on hand, and every time one pops or goes missing or deflates, we have to make her a new one. She'll sleep with her balloon. We do remove it while she's sleeping so that nothing bad happens.
Yeah.
But, yes, balloons. If we're out in public, I have to go ask shops if I can take a balloon from their display. Otherwise, she has a massive meltdown.
Talk us through that, Tammy. What display have you seen and what balloon were you able to get?
So the worst, the most annoying one is Lowe's at Caloundra. They have balloons all over their clothing racks.
Yeah.
So any time you walk past there, I have to go ask if I can take one of their balloons. And if I'm in too much of a rush, I'll just run into Kmart and buy a packet and blow one up for her.
Oh, my God. Does she have a preference, like helium balloons or just normal blown up balloons?
Helium balloons because they run away or float away. So it can't be helium because it will try to escape her.
Of course, yeah. Well, that makes sense. Those pesky helium balloons just always running away.
Another question, Tammy. How many balloons have you actively got blown up at home? Is it just a one balloon at a time kind of thing?
We try to keep it at one balloon at a time, but sometimes her sister will get jealous. so we will have a few balloons. Birthdays are the worst because then we blow up probably like 30 balloons to make it more exciting.
Yeah.
And we just slowly pop them while the kids aren't home.
Wow. Slowly pop them. That is what, I mean, at least balloons are cheap, you know. She's not addicted to...
It's not an expensive hobby, at least.
Worse.
In mine, when I was a kid, I don't think it's weird because I loved it, but I think if my dad was to call through and tell you what Taz's weird obsession was when he was three, four, five, Kinder Surprises. Every time I go to the shop, I had to come home with at least one.
Yeah.
And I would collect all of the toys. So I would have a cabinet full. That's all I had to my name. Literally, I had a soft toy I'd sleep with at age three and then just a cabinet of these Kinder Surprise toys. I had all the jigsaw puzzles. I never wanted the jigsaw puzzles because they were crap.
Yeah.
But I wanted the really good little planes and cars and trains and stuff.
That could be worth something these days.
I know, that was gone. I think they threw it in the garbage.
Oh, shame. The gold mine just waiting to happen.
Gone to the Kinder Surprise heaven, I think.
Let's go to the phones. Rod's in Perigian. Rod, you have a client who has a bit of a weird obsession. Is that right?
So I've got a young little lad that I take care of now and then, and he has an obsession with Subway.
Same, to be fair.
Yeah.
He's got a very, very unique order. So it's chicken with bacon, avocado, and then he puts seafood on it. Seafood, and then he has like four different sauces. But he loves Subway so much that we go there so much that the awesome legends down at Subway Maroochydore actually let him go behind and he gets to help make his sub. And they're absolutely awesome at the Maroochydore one.
He
knows one of the owners and he's like a little royalty when he comes in there. They give him a little like apron to put on and everything. So
that's pretty
cool.
Nice.
That's so cool. Shout out to, if you know them or if they're your kids that are working at the Maroochydore Subway, give them a big pat on the back. That's awesome.
There's something so wholesome about businesses, enabling, young kids with obsessions and whatnot. Like my nephew is obsessed with the garbage truck. So every Monday morning, my brother takes him out. They watch the garbage truck and the garbo will always pull over, give him a big wave, honk his horn for him. And my nephew just loves it. It's just so nice.
I'd love to hop into the garbo truck and push the button which does the claw thing. That would be...
Same.
You know what?
What
actually,
a thrill.
Are you a garbo out there right now? Could we do that? Could we hook that up? Because that sounds like a lot of fun. Rod from Perigian, thanks so much for your story, mate. Love it.
No problem, legends. Have a great arvo.
You too, brother. We'll go now to Caressa in Little Mountain. Caressa, do you know a kid with a bit of an obsession?
My son is obsessed with Hot Wheels cars.
Oh, yes.
How obsessed are we talking?
We're talking that I refuse to take him to Kmart or Big W anymore because he will throw a tantrum if he doesn't get a $2 Hot Wheels car.
You know what's really nice is luckily they aren't $20.
True.
Yeah, I mean, they're only $2, but he expects it every single time. And we've had meltdown after meltdown in Kmart and BW.
Do you know what? My nephews are a little bit the same, Caressa. Whenever I see them, they say, okay, this car's for you, this car's for me, this car's... And we all have to carry the Hot Wheels cars around the house. So, I don't know what to do with this thing.
It's the same at home. We go to play with you. Like, he'll say, Mum, can you play with me? And I'm like, yeah, sure, mate. But he won't actually let me touch any of his cars. Like, they're all his cars, so I just have to sort of sit there and watch him play.
Caressa, how many has he got now?
Oh, I reckon probably 150.
Wow. Whoa! Oh, do you step on them? Does he leave them around the house and you step on them all the time?
All the time. It's like Lego, standing on Lego.
Oh, Caressa, that is all. Well, look, condolences. Surely he'll grow out of it soon, right?
Oh, I don't think
no.
so.
No.
He'll grow into real cars.
True. He's the next Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah, he could be. Thank you, Caressa. Love
Hopefully.
It.
Yeah, that medal will be worth it if he's bringing in millions of bucks.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I want to bring you a story and get your thoughts on it, Tazzy.
Okay. Yeah.
A woman has been proposed to by her partner. Congratulations.
Lovely. Very cute.
He got down on one knee. He asked the question. She mm-hmm. said yes. She loved the ring. She thought, this is beautiful.
Great.
Amazing. He's yeah. done well. Good yeah. on him. Didn't ask many questions about the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Then a couple of days later, they're lying in bed and she said, oh, like, where's the ring from? And he didn't say where it was from. He just said he got a great deal on it. This is red flag number one.
Is this, it better not be what your partner plans to do because you're a material girl.
Well, this
he
is,
needs to fork out some serious cash if he's going to win over the Ellie Chaney.
Not at
much.
All. I'm going to tell you this story and then I'm going to tell you my thoughts on it. So then they're lying in bed a couple of
a
nights
deal.
Later and
oh
she presses a bit further.
Does
she
he work said, at like a morgue or something and he's just pried it off some dead woman's finger?
Not quite.
Got a deal on it, love.
She's asked, is it a diamond or a moissanite? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Out of curiosity, don't have a preference. He said he didn't know and would have to look it up.
Yeah.
She said, when I glanced over at his phone, he was in the Temu app.
Okay.
He had purchased her engagement ring.
You can buy engagement rings on Temu.
You can indeed. Oh. In fact, I just looked them up.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie, for $1.93, you can get a beautiful one.
Oh, he spent $2 on an engagement
well,
ring.
Well, he says he spent $38 on it, which to be fair,
oh, you got ripped
good
off,
deal.
Ripped off by Temu, though.
Good deal. And so she's now, he's sleeping on the couch now.
Yep,
she's,
of course.
You know, unsure whether she wants to go ahead with the wedding.
Oh, come on.
This is what I think, I right? Mean,
they're playing that up for the international news, I'm sure.
Quite possibly. But this guy apparently makes 200K a year. So she's he could have shelled out a little bit more money, you know?
This smells of a fake story to me. No one that earns $200,000 a year
is buying a ring.
Is buying a ring for 40 bucks.
Well, he thought maybe she'd never find out.
No. No, no, no.
I mean, how dare you say that it's an illegitimate story? It was posted on Reddit, okay?
Yeah, fair. Yeah, let's believe that. Okay, so let's say that's real.
Yeah.
Let's say you are proposed to.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, you find out that he spent $35 on the ring.
I've put myself in this situation.
As in, you spent more on Uber Eats that day than he did on your engagement ring.
I feel like I'm not a big ring girl.
The ring wouldn't feel great, I'm guessing, for $35.
No.
I think you'd be able to tell.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. And the diamond probably wouldn't sparkle.
It's going to have like made in China on the inside of it. You know what I mean? Like it's really, you know, you're going to drop it and it's just going to sound like it's plastic hitting the ground.
Should I buy one? Like I would love it if my partner Dan popped the question. Should I just buy one for $1.93 and
Does
leave
Dan
it lying
listen to the show?
Yeah, sometimes. I probably shouldn't have said that on the radio.
I was going to say, could you fake propose to Dan with this
with an
ring?
I don't know if they've got men's engagement rings. I'm sure they probably would. These look very feminine.
Say, okay, hang on. Buy this one on Temu
and
for
just
$30.
Start wearing it.
No, I'm saying you tell him, hey, I've bought the ring. So whenever you're ready now,
you can.
And then he uses a fake Temu ring to propose. Only you and I know.
Yeah, but then I miss out.
We're all in on this joke, all right?
I miss out. Then I don't get a proper engagement ring. Oh, no, my phone's lighting up. Oh, God, he's messaging me now. Is he listening? Dan, if you... No, oh, God. No, you cannot propose.
Oh, Dan.
Dan.
You spoiled sport,
mate.
I love
you. A Temu ring's fine. A burger ring's fine.
Dan, you can spend $20 and get away with it, mate. They're $1.93. Save the money, mate. Put it into your sports bet.
Okay, oh, look what the ads have just crept right up on us. Better go to them.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This is CFM live across the sunny coast. We are Ellie and Taz. A storm is about to hit the sunny coast. Bit of rain about to roll through, so bring your washing in and get your brollies out. Do you know what? I took my umbrella out of my bag this morning.
God.
Because it was too heavy.
This is elevator small talk on the radio.
I just realised it.
Yeah.
How annoying. I always carry an umbrella and I took it out this morning.
And guess who's got a bonus one at his desk all the time? Me.
Oh.
You idiot. You looked around. Why? I'm right in front of you. Anyway, Sunny Coast, we're about to give away double passes to Rumfire. It's back at Sunshine and Sun, Saturday, November 2nd. Get your tickets today. Celebrating all things rum. They do a huge bonfire. The team there are some of our favourite people on the planet. So, yeah, Rumfire, very soon you could win your tickets at 545-11919. We want to know the inconvenient time of birth.
Yeah, because you can't pick it, Taz.
Well, some,
like, I mean, look, you can decide 9 months out that that's the plan you want to make and you can roughly plan it, but sometimes things don't go to plan. Babies come early, babies come late.
I was very late, 2 weeks, and I think I was about midnight. Very inconvenient, I think.
Were you on like midnight at the start of the day or midnight at the end of the
day? At the end of the day. It was almost Feb 4, minutes away from Feb 4, I think.
Oh, there you go. Well, I'm going to remember that on Feb 3 next year before I wish you a happy birthday. I want to turn your attention to the Sheffield Shield.
No umbrella for you later.
The Sheffield Shield is currently on in cricket. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about it.
Oh,
it's that state v state type situation.
Yeah.
So WA was playing Tasmania, and Hilton Cartwright, who is a batsman for WA, he got the call up to say his wife, who was only 37 weeks pregnant, was needed to get that bebe out.
Wow.
So
he's on the field.
He's on the field. So he retired from batting at tea time.
Yes.
He was like, all right, I'm out.
You can say these phrases like they're normal because they are normal phrases for people that like cricket.
That's so silly though. The tea break. He'd retired. And so he left, went, had the baby, and then came back and resumed batting, and the other team was off him for it.
You're allowed to do that.
So that was a big scandal.
No, you're allowed to do that.
You can only do it if you have the agreement from the match referee, match official,
right,
and the captain of the other team.
Okay.
But some of the players on the other team had a bit of a go at him because they were like, oh, what are you doing, mate? You left.
That's he went to go and have a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Rough from Tasmania.
Yeah, Tassie. Come on, have a good look at yourself.
Can't be mean to WA like that. Anyway, WA ended up winning, so suck it to Tassie. But inconvenient time for old Hilton Cartwright to have a baby.
He would have loved for her to have, what was it, 3 weeks early?
Yeah.
Ish?
Yeah.
Hold it in, love.
Hold it in. Cross your legs, baby.
545-11919. When did the baby come?
Yeah. How inconvenient was it? Were you due to play in your own grand final and your wife said, hey, we're going in. Sorry, buddy. Or maybe you had a trip planned. Maybe you had a work thing.
Maybe it was just 3 a.m. and you were tired.
Yeah.
We'll take it, Sunny Coast.
Hope is in Maroochydore. Did you give birth at an inconvenient time, Hope?
Well, yeah, I was meant to be on the way to get my eyebrows done.
I hope they were one eyebrow in and then you had to leave. So then you had just the left one that looked great and then the right one wasn't.
No, they were just before I was about to go into my appointment, I was like, I think I might need to go to the hospital because, and then my beautician's like, are you right? I was like, yeah, I think I might be in labour.
So, that'll be $60.
Yeah.
There's a 24-hour cancellation fee. Sorry if you've cancelled it within the last 24 hours.
It's kind of
lucky sheep.
I was going to say, it's kind of my dream to be around someone whose waters break. You know, like, I just feel like it's really exciting.
You want to be important, don't you? You want to be that person. You want some kudos for their pain and their 9 months and their all that sort of stuff that they go through.
I want to be part of the journey, yeah. So sorry about it. Who doesn't? That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
Hope, did you...
She was my, regular, so she knew that I was due in a couple of weeks, because I was early, so, yeah.
Right. And did she take you to the hospital?
No. Oh. My husband was with me.
Oh, okay.
Well, Ellie wasn't around to offer a ride.
I know, Ellie. God.
You know I would have if I was.
Sunny Coast, if you ever go into labour and it's between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m, reach out to us. Ellie will drop everything and help you out.
Forget the show. I am the Uber. Uber ambulance, probably more appropriate. I remember the AFL Grand Final last year, the one that Collingwood won.
Yeah.
The coach had a baby that morning.
That's right.
Yeah. And had the baby, went on to win the Grand Final. Big old day for Craig McRae that day.
Weird. Yeah. Big old day for Craig McRae. That's a kid's book, isn't it?
If not, it should be.
It's really
should
be.
Write a book about Craig McRae.
Craig McRae. Big old day for Craig McRae.
Craig McRae. He had a baby and it was a great.
No good. Now, we'll leave the writing to a professional, but okay. We can come up with the name okay. and we'll take half the credit.
We want to know, how inconvenient was the birth for you? We've got a Shelley in Nambour. Shelley, I hear you've had an inconvenient birth. Tell us about it.
Well, I was actually still supposed to be working. So we did go to the hospital thinking that, like, he wasn't moving as much. And about half an hour at that hospital, my conception started.
Oh.
He's 5 weeks early.
That sounds like a convenient birth.
Well, 5 weeks early, not so much. But if you were already at the hospital, did you say, Shelley?
Yeah, I was. So, but he just wasn't moving that morning. So we thought, we just better get checked out, because I have had a previous, like, history with my other birth that. And then, so the next morning, I ended up getting flown to Brisbane. So,
flown to Brisbane?
Yeah, what? We lived in the rural town, so because he wasn't breathing as much, he was really struggling being 5 weeks early. He got flown, and I had to wait a couple of days to my friend to drive me down, and my husband the day he got flown, he was already driving down, so.
Wow, jeez. Yeah. But it all went well after you got to Brisbane?
He is. It was 2 weeks there, but like in and out, he powered on. So he's a good little trooper. He's now 5 years old and about to embark in school next year.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful.
There you go. Amazing, Shelley. Thank you so much for your call.
That's okay. No worries.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And Noosa. And today is October 24th, right? Guess what's happening October 26th?
Yeah.
Design the life you want with supports by Design Disability Services.
Build a boat to win 2K cash.
Ellie and Tass's Build a Boat Regatta. Build a boat
and hope it We are finally only two sleeps away from the event of the year, the Build a Boat Regatta.
Let's say the event of the century.
Well, I mean, we've already done it twice. We've had two previous Build-A-Boat regattas.
I think it's going to trump both of those.
Is it?
Saturday, 11 o'clock, Fraser Park, Golden Beach, be there or be square, Sunny Coast. I've been around the traps. This is my third Build-A-Boat.
Mm-hmm.
Building a boat. Same with you. You build a boat every time.
Mm-hmm.
We have knowledge that we can pass on. We're wise. You know, we've been there, done that.
Oh. Been a shipbuilder from way back.
You have.
Yeah,
Make sure you say the P.
Yeah, don't you worry.
Yeah, good.
Mate, we don't make that mistake.
You've also been a builder as well.
Okay.
All right. So we're passing our knowledge on to Brooke and Foz from The Big Breakfast, because we think they're going to be the worst boat on the day. We have finally seen a picture of their boat.
Mm.
Brooke put it up on her story, not realising that, hang on a second, Ellie and Taz are going to see this and maybe rip us to shreds.
Mm-hmm. Look, I am proud of their effort.
I'm not.
I'm a bit concerned with the buoyancy of their boat. Yes. Okay? To be diplomatic about it all. I don't think that they have enough air to float.
I've heard their show. They've got more than enough air. Just saying. Okay, so Sunny Coast, this is their boat. This is what I can see right now. Let me relay this to you. You think in your head, is this going to float? They've got a wooden pallet.
Yeah.
Those things are heavy.
Yeah.
Foz is building it by himself, firstly, and Brooke's just tanning next to him. So Foz is building it. The whole pallet, they haven't edited that pallet at all. On each corner of the pallet, they have attached somehow a 10-litre, I'm guessing, 10-litre bottles, like water containers.
Yeah.
These are not very big at all. They're like a basketball size, each of them. So they've only got four of these, one on each corner.
Mm-hmm.
That is not going to be enough flotation to hold up the pallet, let alone the sailor that has to ride on it.
Together, they reckon they're about 150 kilos. So that on top of the heavy wooden pallet with the four water drums, I agree, Tassie. I don't think it's going to be enough.
I had four. I think they were 100 and something gallon drums, 80 litre drums or something.
Yep.
I needed four of those last year.
So I was on the phone to Foz the other day and he was telling me about the design. He said, do you reckon four will be enough? And I was like, Tassie only had four and that was fine. I didn't realise that his was so much smaller than the ones you had. So now I have backed him on his design.
Oh,
and
no.
Now I'm going to be the one to blame.
Well, he should have answered our call. We just gave him a call and he didn't pick up because he's napping. So shouldn't be napping if your boat looks this bad, Fozzie.
He is in the same boat as me, he and Brooke. We're only testing our boats for the first time in water on Saturday. So that's going to be happening between 10 and 11. If you do want to get down for that, I think it'll be a sight to behold.
It sure will. And we're going to have to dredge it out of the bottom of Golden Beach. I'm going to put up this photo that I've got of Foz working on the boat as well. Mm-hmm. It's up on our story right now. I'm just going to have a basic poll underneath it.
Yep.
Will this float? Yes or no?
Okay. Love it. All right. There is also a map going up very soon on our socials as to where you can find Fraser Park, because it can be a bit tricky. There's two Fraser Parks in Golden Beach.
You can't miss it.
If you do want to come down on Saturday morning.
There'll be one with weird boats at it, one with no weird boats.
So true.
It should be pretty easy.
So true. And it is all thanks to Supports by Design. Design the life you want with Supports by Design Disability Services. Big thank you to the team there for making CFM's Build a Boat Regatta happen in 2024.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.